What's up? I'm Mr. Teacher Paulo e essa é a primeira parte desse vídeo sobre inglês no hospital. Nesse vídeo de hoje nós vamos aprender como ligar para emergência, para emergency, aqui nos Estados Unidos. Você tem que ligar para o 911. E nessa primeira parte nós vamos utilizar a técnica MTP, a melhor técnica de pesquisa, mais uma vez. Lembrando que tudo o que você precisa vai estar nessa conversação e depois é simplesmente você mudar um pouco o seu modelo de frase, dependendo da sua situação. Prepare o seu caderno, o seu lápis e a sua caneta e o seu celular também, para que você grave a sua voz e depois compare a sua pronúncia com a minha. A técnica também MR será utilizada nessa aula. Então vamos lá para a situação da vida real, ligando para uma emergência.
911 operator, what is your emergency?
Hello? Hello? My name is Thomas Anderson. I need help.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, where are you?
I live at 367 South Street.
I didn't understand you. Take a deep breath, slow down, and tell me again. What address are you at?
Okay. 3677 South Street.
I understand. What's the problem?
My son started bleeding really severely.
How old is your son, Mr. Anderson?
He's 8. He just turned 8 years old.
Sir, where exactly is your son bleeding from?
His nose, from his nose.
Do you know what caused it, the nosebleed?
Well, he has low blood pressure, so maybe he was dehydrated. Now he's unconscious, just laying here on the bathroom floor.
He's unconscious?
Yes, I think he passed out. Like I mentioned, he has low blood pressure, so I got home and he said he was nauseous, feeling like he was going to throw up. He said he had diarrhea all this afternoon, and then this happened.
Okay, don't hang up. Stay on the phone with me, alright?
Yeah.
Look, is he breathing? I want you to check his breathing for me and come back to the phone, okay? Come back when you're done. I'll be right here.
He's right here by my side. Yes, now he's opening his eyes.
Good. Make sure he's not laying on his back. Do you see his chest rising or feel or hear anything?
Yes, oh, thank goodness.
Sir, do we need to send an ambulance or can you bring your son to emergency care?
No, my wife just got home. We will bring him.
To be clear, you do not need an ambulance or first aid responders sent to your home address. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We will bring him to the hospital now. Thank you for your help.
Muito bem, muita informação. Agora você já entende do que nós estamos falando nessa ligação. Chegou a vez de você assistir mais uma vez, só que agora com a legenda em inglês, para que você compare a pronúncia com a escrita. Vamos lá?
911 operator, what is your emergency?
Hello? Hello? My name is Thomas Anderson. I need help.
Okay, Mr. Anderson, where are you?
I live at 367 South Street.
I didn't understand you. Take a deep breath, slow down, and tell me again. What address are you at?
Okay. 3677 South Street.
I understand. What's the problem?
My son started bleeding really severely.
How old is your son, Mr. Anderson?
He's 8. He just turned 8 years old.
Sir, where exactly is your son bleeding from?
His nose, from his nose.
Do you know what caused it, the nosebleed?
Well, he has low blood pressure, so maybe he was dehydrated. Now he's unconscious, just laying here on the bathroom floor.
He's unconscious?
Yes, I think he passed out. Like I mentioned, he has low blood pressure, so I got home and he said he was nauseous, feeling like he was going to throw up. He said he had diarrhea all this afternoon, and then this happened.
Okay, don't hang up. Stay on the phone with me, alright?
Yeah.
Look, is he breathing? I want you to check his breathing for me and come back to the phone, okay? Come back when you're done. I'll be right here.
He's right here by my side. Yes, now he's opening his eyes.
Good. Make sure he's not laying on his back. Do you see his chest rising or feel or hear anything?
Yes, oh, thank goodness.
Sir, do we need to send an ambulance or can you bring your son to emergency care?
No, my wife just got home. We will bring him.
To be clear, you do not need an ambulance or first aid responders sent to your home address. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We will bring him to the hospital now. Thank you for your help.
Ok, agora chegou a sua vez de me substituir nessa conversa. Caso fique muito rápido, é só você pausar esse vídeo. Mas a ideia é você conseguir fazer na mesma velocidade com que eu vou falar nessa situação.
911 operator, what is your emergency? Okay, Mr. Anderson, where are you? I didn't understand you. Take a deep breath, slow down, and tell me again. What address are you at? I understand. What's the problem? How old is your son, Mr. Anderson? Sir, where exactly is your son bleeding from? Do you know what caused it, the nosebleed? He's unconscious? Okay, don't hang up. Stay on the phone with me, all right? Look, is he breathing? I want you to check his breathing for me and come back to the phone, okay? Come back when you're done. I'll be right here. Good. Make sure he's not laying on his back. Do you see his chest rising or feel or hear anything? Sir, do we need to send an ambulance, or can you bring your son to emergency care? To be clear, you do not need an ambulance or first aid responders sent to your home address. Is that correct?
Maravilha, agora você já sabe como ligar para a emergência, para o 911, para o 911, em caso de emergency aqui nos Estados Unidos. Caso você mora ou esteja apenas passeando aqui nos Estados Unidos, não se esqueça de sempre ligar para o 911. Na parte número 2, você vai saber como ser atendido na emergência de um hospital. Então é isso, eu te agradeço muito pelo seu carinho, pela sua atenção, pelo seu tempo, e eu te vejo na nossa próxima aula, na parte 2. See you next class. Bye-bye.